being done from the Father concerning any matter for which they ask in harmony. Matthew 18:19-20. Again, truly, I say to you that if two of you are in harmony on earth concerning any matter for which they ask, it will be done for them from my Father who is in the heavens. For where there are two or three gathered into my name, there am I in their midst. Being done from the Father concerning any matter for which two persons ask in harmony. Matthew 18:19 says, if two of you are in harmony on earth concerning any matter for which they ask, it will be done for them from my Father who is in the heavens. Two brothers can have great power when their standing related to the church is proper. If, however, these two brothers have problems with the church, they will not be in harmony when they come together to pray. And even if they agree with one another, they will have no power because their standing related to the church is not proper. The two or three in Matthew have great power because they are connected to the church. Our hands do not have their own power. They have power only because they are connected to our body. When two of us pray, it may seem as if only two are praying, but actually the whole church is praying. The prayer of two or three gathered into the Lord's name having the most authority. We should have personal prayer, but there are many things in which we cannot get through with personal prayers. These things require that we pray with the brothers and sisters in order to get through. In Acts 12, when Peter was imprisoned, prayer was being made fervently by the church to God for him. When Peter was released from prison, however, he went to the home of Mary, in which there was a considerable number assembled together and praying. It is not possible to say that those in Mary's house were the entire church. Nevertheless, the believers there had great power because the whole church was behind them. The prayer of two or three gathered into the Lord's name has the most authority. The Lord said, whatever you bind on the earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on the earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Personal prayer does not have such authority. In any matter, the strength of an individual is much smaller than the strength of many. This also applies to prayer. The prayer of several people together is very effectual. If we can practice this, it will afford much growth to the church. Our prayers paving the way for God's work. The opening of God's work on earth depends on our prayer. And His work is as extensive as our prayer. God wants to do many things, but He cannot do anything if we do not pray. A person who knew God said once that God's work is like a train, and our prayers are like tracks. Wherever the tracks have been laid, there the train can go. Hence, our prayers pave the way for God's work. Strictly speaking, however, our prayers not only pave the way for God, but are also a part of God's work. Our prayers are our coordination with God's work. If we do not pray, God has no co-worker to coordinate with Him, and thus He can do nothing. All these messages are from the publications of Living Stream Ministry by Witness Lee. Prayer.
Prayer. Lord Jesus, thanks for your promise. You have promised us that if two or three of us are gathered into your name, then you will be in our midst. O Lord, we cannot do anything in the face of the environment, but I am willing to pray to you more with brothers and sisters in harmony. This is for your purpose.